Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need you to take my name and stuff and tell me if I am in your system. The reason I'm asking that is because I found y'all under a search for quality structured dwelling. You are like a vitamin supplement place or something like that, right?
Okay, is this Stanford Goldia?
That's it.
Okay, I was able to locate the account by the phone number you're calling in from. Can you verify for me, please, your address?
272 County Road 74, Coffeyville, Mississippi, 38922.
Okay, thank you. That's the information that I have. One moment. And it looks like you completed a survey or entered a contest for a mixer.
Yes, I did.
And in doing that, it also signed you up for a meal plan app, which provides you with nutritional recipes and things like that. I do show the account.
I just called them and canceled that because.
Yes, I was just getting ready to say the account was canceled.
They wanted to argue with me because this was done on March the 4th. And ever since March the 4th, the amount of $59.89 has been taken out of my account for March, April, and May. And I have got an email, and I have got my bank statement. And she wanted to argue with me and tell me that it had. I mean, she was really, really, she was really ugly.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, if you're stating, I only show that you were billed one time. If you're stating you were billed more than once, just have your bank representative give us a call to confirm that. Because we only see one charge.
Okay, see, that's what she wouldn't tell me how to do anything, you know. And and see, I never received anything from them. And like I said, you know, which you only show one charge, she only shows one charge. But I show an email and bank statements confirming that March, April, and May of this month was held out. And I don't know how this got signed up. I don't do nothing online. And I was just wondering maybe if somebody else had to do it. And if there was another address added to it or something where maybe whatever was received. Because, like I said, I don't know, it's just a big mess. It's just a big mess. But that's $180 that showing on my bank statement that has been paid to y'all, and y'all only sell one. But I'm going to contact my bank, and I'm going to have them to notify y'all and get this took care of.
Yes, I can assure you the account's closed, though.
Okay. All right. I thank you, ma'am, and I will have them to contact y'all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.